Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Hey, quick update before we move a little deeper into chapter 1 of the book of Acts. We're going to get into the 9th verse today, and it's a great transition point. I want to announce real quickly a couple of meetings this month in the Southern California area. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, January the 16th, we'll be in Tehachapi, California at 19501 Adelante Court. Now, this is a home meeting, but it's open to the public. We've had many people make the journey to Tehachapi over the last year when we would do meetings there. Have had some tremendous meetings. We will record that and offer it on our website. That meeting will start at 6 o'clock tomorrow night in Tehachapi. Also, I told you at the beginning of the month, we would announce the times and dates and the location for a brand new monthly meeting that we're holding. And we are honored to be doing this in Victorville, California. We will start this month on January the 30th. That's the final Saturday night of January. And barring any scheduling conflicts or other things, we will do this every final Saturday night of the year. So we plan on about 12 meetings in Victorville this year. And we are going to hold those meetings at the home of David and Marlene Billings. And they have hosted us several times with great success. And a lot of people come out to these meetings. We've been able to encounter many, many friends in the Southern California area. So if you make the drive to Victorville, the address is 13647 Dean Place, that's D-E-A-N Place, in Victorville, California, 92395. We'll start around 6:30, and we'll see you, hopefully, at that meeting or one of those meetings. Okay, Acts chapter 1, verse 9. Now when he had spoken these things, the he here is Jesus, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Underline the phrase, out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go up into heaven. This is Acts chapter 1, verses 9, 10, and 11. And 9, 10, and 11 have been used by futurists to determine a future rapture or pre-trib rapture, post-trib rapture, whatever angle they may be coming at it, because the statement is made, they saw him go up. But here's the statement that is made. Well, they saw him go up, and the angel said he'll come in like manner. So if they saw him go up, we must be going to see him come back. So I'm going to deal with that over the next day or two. First of all, the audience was told in Matthew 24 that they would see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. They were told that in Matthew 24, verse 30. But I want to point out a couple of other things. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. We're going to use the Bible to interpret the Bible. I can't think of a better way. It's good to have commentary. It's also good to look in the Word. Matthew chapter 16, verses 27 and 28. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. So assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. I used to teach, I even wrote this in my first book, that they immediately go to the Mountain of Transfiguration, and thus Jesus fulfills that prophecy. I don't adhere to that because it doesn't make a lot of hermeneutical sense that Jesus would give a prophecy regarding their deaths or their living and then turn around and show them the Transfiguration and that be what he was talking about. I think it's pretty obvious that Jesus was telling his disciples that there were some of them who would not die before they saw the physical arrival or the spiritual arrival of the kingdom. I want to start there tomorrow. We'll reread that verse and then compliment it. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.